NW248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A charter bus taking Long Island, New York high school students to band camp in Pennsylvania veers off of I-84 northwest of New York City, killing two adults and critically injuring at least five other people. New York State Police Lieutenant Colonel Richard Mazzone.
Preliminary information indicates a failure of a front tire may have been a contributing factor to this accident.
WCBS-TV's Ali Bauman.
Dozens of first responders rushed to the scene just after 1:30 p.m., forced to use ladders to rescue victims as the bus teetered among treetops. Some of the injured were pulled through windows. Crews also scoured the woods to find anyone who may have been ejected.
The National Transportation Safety Board is sending a team to the crash site. President Biden says the first M1 Abrams tanks will arrive in Ukraine next week, and it comes along with another $325 million aid package. This after Mr. Biden's one-on-one with Ukraine's president in Washington, D.C. CBS's Ed O'Keefe from the White House.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky enjoyed a warm welcome at the White House, and President Biden announced plans for the latest installment in aid to Ukraine. Another $325 million.
The American people are determined to see to it that you do all we can to ensure the world stands with you.
But what a difference 9 months makes. Last December, Zelensky delivered a primetime address before a joint session of Congress. Today, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said there was no time for such a speech and wouldn't even be seen in the halls of power with the Ukrainian president.
Zelensky will address Canada's parliament tomorrow. A tropical storm warning is in effect from Maryland to North Carolina with a potential tropical cyclone developing off the South Carolina coast. The Weather Channel meteorologist Chris Warren says the significant threats are expected to move in tomorrow night.
It is potential tropical cyclone 16, and it is expected to bring tropical storm force winds. Tropical storm warnings are posted through parts of the Mid-Atlantic and much of the eastern seaboard.
New rules are coming to California to keep insurers from leaving the state. CBS's Wendy Gillette with details.
California's insurance commissioner has announced a new plan that will allow insurers to consider climate risks when setting prices. The upcoming change in rules is designed to stop insurance companies from pulling back on coverage in the state as wildfires and other climate-driven catastrophes increase. Right now, companies are not allowed to factor in current or future risks when deciding what to charge for policies, leading to many insurers pausing or restricting new business. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise mainly clear skies. Lows level off around 56, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, high of 78, partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow night, lows level off around 58, mainly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Beth Show. Now, here is Rick.
Ford workers and maybe talk some to the folks, take some pictures, do some interviews. I think it's going to be a good weekend for the last couple of years. This is the time when we adopt a striker. I've been saying, let's... Because the bigger the picket lines, the shorter the strike. The more community involvement, the more people who are showing, the shorter the strike. The more people who are looking at these executives and the money that they're putting into their pockets and saying, the shorter this could be. And here to share some thoughts on what's happening and how we can help, I've had a UAW 900 member. Thanks for taking time for us.
How are you?
I am good. So let's start with the basic. Why are we here? Why are you on the picket line? Why are your coworkers walking on the picket line today?
We are on. We have been for the things that we are asking for now, which are, for those that don't know what they're called concessions. We are trying to get the concessions. Fairly, the world has evolved. Every part of this world has evolved, the economy, and it has not evolved for us yet. So we've acted nicely, we've acted not so nicely. Now we're at a point
where hopefully this begins to shock the system and people get a little more serious. Let's talk about you.
Because I started at Ford in 2007 as a part-timer, what's called a temporary full-time employee. And I was a part-timer from 2007 until they hired me full-time in 2012. So I've been at the plant that I'm at now since 2012. And that's actually my fifth assembly plant. I started off at Flat Rock, our Mustang plant. I went from Flat Rock to Dearborn Truck, from Dearborn Truck to Romeo Engine. And I was actually in orientation to be a part-timer at our Woodhaven stamping plant when I got the phone call to come to Michigan Assembly.
So you basically bounced around the state of Michigan to keep a job.
I was an auto gypsy.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Love to have better benefits when I retire. I would love to have the package that my dad had. I would love to have that. But I feel like I'm working double time to get half of what he's getting. And with eggs are